This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Hurricane Dorian is expected to keep getting stronger Friday. That's according to the latest update from the U.S.'s National Hurricane Center. Forecasters predict the Category 2 storm could slam into the U.S. state of Florida as a Category 4 hurricane at the beginning of next week. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
There is still plenty of open water separating Dorian from the U.S. mainland.
We are anticipating strengthening.
Jack Bevin at the National Hurricane Center says this hurricane could reach powerful Category 4.
The current forecast has Dorian coming ashore late Monday or Tuesday.
Just where Dorian will land is a big question, somewhere between the Florida Keys and southern Georgia.
There is a non-zero chance that Dorian could miss Florida completely, but it is low enough that nobody should get lulled into any kind of security.
President Trump is comparing Dorian to Hurricane Andrew, which devastated South Florida in 1992.
It's looking like it could be an absolute monster.
I'm Ed Donahue.
President Donald Trump has backed out of a trip to Poland to monitor the approaching storm. He was set to attend events commemorating the 80th anniversary of the start of the Second World War. AP correspondent Vanessa Gira reports President Trump's decision to cancel is a blow to Poland's current administration, which had counted on the visit as a boost before parliamentary elections.
Poland is a quite conservative country, and Trump is fairly well-liked in Poland compared to many other countries in Western Europe.
Vice President Mike Pence will head to Poland in Trump's place. The AP reports a 9-year-old Congolese girl who tested positive for Ebola in neighboring Uganda has died, according to officials on Friday. The girl, who was traveling with her mother, was identified at a border screening Wednesday as a possible Ebola patient and isolated. This is VOA News. China rejected a formal submission made by the Hong Kong government to withdraw an extradition bill that has sparked months of protests in the city. Reuters' Jason Albano reports.
China recently rejected a formal submission from Hong Kong for a full withdrawal of an unpopular extradition bill. That's according to three government sources who spoke exclusively with Reuters. The bill is a key issue that sparked months of protests in the city. China's rejection represents concrete evidence of Beijing's control over the Hong Kong government's response to the protests. It also calls into question China's promise that Hong Kong would have a high degree of autonomy.
I reiterate here, there is no such plan. The bill is dead.
Dead, but not withdrawn. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam has stopped short of using that term, only saying work on the bill has stopped.
That was Reuters' Jason Albano. Meanwhile, police in Hong Kong have arrested three prominent pro-democracy activists ahead of a major protest that had been planned for Saturday. Joshua Wong, founder of a political party, Demosisto, was arrested on Friday. Agnes Chow, also of Demosisto, was arrested at her home. Police said Wong and Chow are being investigated on suspicion of organizing unorganized assembly and knowingly participating in unauthorized assembly. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is sounding an alarm on the worldwide impact of climate change. Guterres spoke at the 7th Tokyo International Conference on African Development Friday, saying the impact of global warming is only going to increase in frequency and severity.
No country or economic sector will be immune. For example, here in Japan, almost 1 million people were evacuated in the last days due to floods. Across the Arctic, destructive wildfires continue to burn as a result of record high temperatures, and we are all witnessing the tragedy of the Amazon.
Africa has a minimal contribution to global warming, but it is in the first in line of the impact of these devastating consequences. The first legal challenge to prevent British Prime Minister Boris Johnson from suspending Parliament has been delayed. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Court of Session in Edinburgh has refused to take immediate action to prevent Johnson from suspending Parliament for several weeks. Judge Raymond Doherty, however, said a full hearing on the case will be heard on September 6, raising the prospect that the government's move could still be blocked. The decision, however, is a setback for a cross-party group of lawmakers seeking to broaden the period for parliamentary debate in a bid to prevent a disorderly departure by Britain from the EU. Charles de Ledesma, London.
I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.